I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Welcome back to The Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick Scarpino. To my immediate left is Mr. Tim Geddes. And to almost immediate
it's
left.
It's actually accurate.
It's close. This is the
This is your immediate left.
To my far right, though, of course, on the shock mic is Mr. Cool Gray. Cool Gray, how you doing?
I'm doing good, bro.
Now, I asked you just to be there. I have nothing for you today. I just like your presence in my peripheral visions.
Hell yeah. Let's get it. Gang shit.
It's very positive. Gang shit. Thank you. Gang shit. Welcome to The Morning Show, everyone. We do this Monday through Friday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 11 a.m. PT. If you're watching live, we very much appreciate you. Just like Arvel Cry Night, he's in the chat. He said the Internet Explorers are back.
We're back, baby.
Damn right we
are.
It's
been a while.
Yeah,
dude,
it has been a while.
I've been like just off content for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it till someone tweeted me today, like, where's Tim been?
It's weird because we've all been traveling so much. Like, you realize last weekend was kind of indicative of where we're at now. Like, I was off, like, Greg was off in Seattle doing KF stuff and for PAX.
PAX.
I was off in Austin doing KF stuff for Out of Bounds Festival and RT. And you were at
a wedding
in New York with RT people.
Yeah.
Networking.
It's always business, always scheming, always getting things done.
But that's,
Jeff Ramsey was there.
Jeff was Fredo there. Diaz, but it's hilarious. I saw both those people a day prior in Austin.
In Austin, yeah, it's
which was very, very weird,
man. We worldwide, baby.
We are Mr. Worldwide. Together, the three of us form Captain Planet. We form Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, Captain Planet, Pitbull.
We are Mr. Worldwide.
Misters.
Men worldwide. Worldwide men.
I'm into that.
I got some Captain Planet news for you. That's why that's in there.
You got some Captain Planet
that's
news
why,
for
yeah,
me.
That's why it's in my brain.
Okay. Why is Pitbull in there?
Pitbull's always in there.
Yeah.
Pitbull's just
saves
always...
Saves the room for Pitbull, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, here, Pitbull, to me, is always like, you know when you go to a wedding and there's this... Like, remember we went to a wedding recently, I'm not going to say whose, but it was Cisco's, and there was two chairs that were empty?
Yes.
It's like that, where you're like, maybe Mr. Worldwide will show up.
There was two empty chairs.
You always leave an empty chair.
At our table, and we made up a backstory for them of who they possibly could be, why they weren't there. Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine not showing up to Cisco's wedding when you're invited?
I can't imagine RSVPing for a wedding and then not showing up. That's pretty fucking rude.
Pretty weird. Pretty fucking rude.
That's like, you're actually just costing your friend a few $100 at that point.
Yeah.
And like, if, let's put it this way. I didn't have a traditional wedding like that. Had I done that and one of my friends didn't show up, I would go to his house and steal something of equal value. Like one of his children or some shoes. That's what I would have done.
$350.
We're going to be talking to the chat, of course, all throughout the show today. So if you guys have fun comments for us, if you want to chat amongst yourselves, we will be there. And then, of course, at the end of the chat, or at the end of the day, we will give a little extra time to these subscribers of this channel. If you want to support this channel.
What are they called, Nick?
They're called the Chosen Few.
That's you guys out there.
They're the golden children. They're the ones we really...
GCs.
Like, here's the deal. In our lives, I grew up, I had an older brother, right? And your parents always say we don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite. I can't choose between my children.
I think
but
mom,
I was the clear
my
favorite.
My mom always did.
I was the clear
favorite.
Favorite.
Oh, Cool Greg's favorite!
Of course, Cool Greg's favorite. Look at him, for Christ's sake. Look at him. He's beautiful.
He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful baby boy. He's like Jesus.
He is like Jesus.
He's just like baby Jesus.
I've often heard people say that.
He's the Jesus of our generation. Well, you know, we don't have a favorite, per se, between the norms, or the sludge, as we call them, and the chosen few, the golden children, the subscribers. But if you want to support this channel, all kidding aside, we'd love for you guys to support this channel. You have Amazon Prime. Guess what? You get one free Twitch Prime subscription that you have to re-up every month. If you don't give it to us, give it to someone. I have to give mine away this month. I'm waiting for inspiration to strike. And by that, I mean Joey to tell me who I should subscribe to because someone's doing a
great job.
It's
already September 5th, man.
I know. It's time to do it. The year's almost over.
It is. The year is
now, this is the part
over.
Of the year that I love, by the way. Because convention season has slowed down. We get to catch up on sleep, but then we're going into the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim, I'm glad you asked. Yes, Halloween being the first of all the holidays is my absolute favorite. It sets it off right. My two favorite holidays bookend the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And then my birthday happens, and I'm like, icing on the cake. Right? Halloween, blast last year. We went over to Greg's house. I dressed as a sexy kid, and a lot of people said, hey, too far. And I said, don't fucking try to put me in a box, okay? Schlesinger's box. The cat's in there. Is it dead? Is it alive? Doesn't matter. Eliza Schlesinger.
No,
That's what she said.
I love how your fucking mind works.
It's weird.
It's very weird. It's just this adventure through nonsense that eventually ends up in brilliance, but then gets back to nonsense.
Yeah, no.
It never lands in the brilliance.
See, what I like to see is, what I like to do is I like to put brilliance on, like, teetering on a cliff like Wile E. Coyote, and then it just falls over. I don't want people to come to the show thinking they're going to get any level of expertise.
Any form of quality.
Or any form of quality.
Yeah.
Okay. They need to just, this is pure entertainment. This, I try to be the person that they can compare themselves to and then feel a little bit better about themselves.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean?
Like, we're doing a service to the world.
We are doing a service to the world right now. Of course, if you guys can't watch this live and you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Let us know what you think about this video and any of the topics that you want to discuss with us. If you're sitting there going, hey, you guys got that wrong, or I want to keep talking about this, well, there's a place for that. It's in the comment section below of this video. Jump in there. I'll jump in there as well later today. I like to, if you say something snarky to me, Ignacio Rojas, you're going to get a fucking snarky comment back.
That's what's gonna happen. It takes snark to know snark.
I take snark to know snark. Of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Frank's Red Hawk and RX Bars. We have both of those here. RX Bar, they're going fast. I just want everyone to know that.
This so good.
I'm not pointing fingers at anyone.
These goddamn things down.
But
I have no
this
shame.
Bowl was twice as full before yesterday, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's only Wednesday. I have had to tell people to please stop eating the RX Bars that are sitting here. Because even like the one that I have had is not here because somebody ate the rest of the chocolate sea salts.
Try one of the chocolate peanut butter ones.
I
guarantee
will.
You it won't be a regret.
I'm probably gonna.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing right now. I don't even know what flavor these are, but I like the packaging. Mixed berry.
Baby.
I'll tell you right now. Pink gets me going. All right. Let's go into housekeeping, Kev.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Again, this first one's probably, whoa, what happened? Oh, no.
What, no, what, this?
It's comments like those, Nick, that cause my mom to every once in a while leave voicemails that say, Nick is nasty.
What did I say?
Do you like the pink?
But okay, first off, I was just referring to the fact that that is the color of Kind of Funny Games.
Mm-hmm.
That is our pink color, which thank you, RX Bar, for having this first official collaboration with Kind of Funny Games. It's awesome. I didn't know we had this RX set up. It's really cool that you guys, did you
throw the X up.
Secondly, sorry, Kev, there was a Nintendo Direct thing above this that I did not put on there, but I
tomorrow, there is a Nintendo Direct, a full, proper Nintendo Direct. The first one we got in quite a while. 3 p.m., we're going to be doing live reactions, naturally, right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It will go up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Do I expect some Smash news? Hell fucking yes, I do. Hell yes, I do. Do I expect a bunch of other stuff on Switch? Absolutely. Do I expect them to finally announce new Super Mario Bros. Port, whatever the fuck? Absolutely. Mm. Do I expect some 3DS games? Unfortunately.
Okay.
They've confirmed that, so.
It's fine. Well, there's something for, it sounds like there's something for everyone in that then.
Yeah.
Myself included, because if they're doing a port of new Super Mario Bros., I probably will play that again on Switch.
Yeah? You never played it?
I did.
No, you didn't.
New Super Mario Bros.?
On Wii? You? There's no way.
Oh, I'm thinking the one that
DS
came
one?
Out on DS.
Yeah, yeah. No. That you are correct. That was New Super Mario Bros. But I was talking about New Super Mario Bros. Wii U. New Super Mario Bros. U.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Then I'll play.
Underrated.
It.
You should play.
Then I'll play it. Then I'll play. That's how it works. Also, I called you Brother Jesus. I'm sure your mom's gonna have something to say about that. I'm sure I'm getting text message being like, you know, when he was born, we did think
he might have been
the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
Which
I don't
know
about that one.
Kevin, bring this next thing up, please. We are making our way in the world today, and it's taking everything we've got. We're doing it via Spider-Man. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Spider-Man 2 is tomorrow, 9 a.m. That's going to be our in-review of Spider-Man. We're doing the whole series. We look good.
We look good. Look at us. We're all talking about Spider-Man 1, the Tobey Maguire classic. Is his face dumb? You'll have to watch the review to find out our thoughts.
I'm going to spoil it for you right now. He has a dumb face. Kevin hates his dumb. Kevin?
I fucking hate it.
Kevin hates
I hate
his dumb
it
face.
So much.
Also, by the time we get to Spider-Man 3, and I know we're not supposed to say this anymore, because we're not supposed to cry shame people, but he is an ugly fucking crier. Man, when he cries, he is ugly as shit.
Nick, you know not to cry shame people.
I'm sorry.
Is cry shame a thing?
I don't know, but I really like it.
I just assume.
I understand I'm supposed to cry shame people, but like saying someone's an ugly crier is different than cry shaming. It's okay that Tobey Maguire is crying. It's not okay that he looks that ugly.
It just water's coming out of it. Like, if I were saying maybe like, hey man, great first take. Really like the energy. Let's dial it back 95%.
Yeah,
95%. Let's dial that back, of, Toby. How about just, man. Can you give me one tear, Toby? Yeah, let me try it. Sam Raimi.
God,
just,
what a dumb fucking fake.
Sam Raimi must have just had a gun by his side the entire time, was like, as soon as this fucking thing movie's over, as soon as I'm done fulfilling my obligation to Sony.
Jesus, Nick.
You know?
The no cry shame, we're also not supposed to make those jokes.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I apologize.
You didn't get the memo?
I did not get the memo.
You didn't get the It would be nice if somebody
out there would just keep an ongoing list of things I'm not supposed to
things
say.
Things Nick's not supposed to do.
Not the things that I say that I should get blasted for. I'm saying just give me the, hey, here's the line.
Yeah, like, don't talk about kidnapping kids.
I know.
I never talked about kidnapping kids. I talked about drowning kids in small buckets.
Nope, too far. See, let's not do that.
That was a joke Well, you don't need a big one.
I know. I was there for this conversation.
I heard it too.
You know the bucket where you put all the drinks in the ice?
Yeah.
Like the big tub, the plastic one with the handles on the side?
Uh-huh.
That's too big.
Oh, that's too big.
You don't need that.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. They just need like a Mr. Bucket sized bucket.
Far, yeah, exactly.
Guys, too far. Exactly.
That's a little hole. If they try real hard, they can breathe. See, Nick, I know that me and you are living our best lives.
It's fun being
because
bad.
Your watch is so shiny. Yeah. So congratulations to you. You're doing it right. Mm-hmm. But I'm living my best life because I got distracted by your watch because I was like, does Nick have a blue watch? No. You're just reflecting my aura off of you.
It is blue.
I love life.
You are. You do have a very, very blue jacket.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
It's true. Speaking of Spider-Man, Segregway. We're having some fun on the September fan mail tiers this month. It is Shirtless Spider-Man month. And to commemorate that, and also probably to commemorate the fact that there's an amazing game coming out in 2 days on PS4, we are giving away an exclusive Shirtless Spider-Man PS4 cover made by famed comic artist and kind of funny best friend Andre Limo Aru. This is what this looks like. We will be giving you the printable version yourself if you don't want to support us and you're like, hey, that's really cool, I just want one. If you do want to support us at the fan mail tier, we really appreciate it. We will print out the actual glossy version for you. I believe Greg will sign it. He didn't get back to me on that. I'm just going to commit him to it.
Greg is signing it as Spider-Man's photographer.
Well, Greg is Greg is signing it on Shirtless Spider-Man's behalf because they are, in fact, two different people.
Yeah.
That is on the Kind of Funny Games Patreon.
Also, really quick, before we get off this, now this is sized perfectly. I made sure of it. It is the exact same size as the labels that come on PS4, like the actual covers. So if you print this without scaling it at all, it should be perfect. I just wanted to say that because there was one person that tweeted at us and it was really small in there and it's like, don't scale it. Just don't scale it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's totally fine. Don't scale it though. Under no circumstances should you scale this.
Stop
if
scaling.
I see you print this anywhere bigger than this, Kev will come live with you for a week and eat all your food.
You don't want that.
All of it, dude.
You really don't.
All of it.
Every slice.
Kevin's going to walk in and then you're going to go like, what do you want?
No cars.
For food, and he's gonna go wipe them out. All of them.
But Nick, if I was more of a fan of Kind of Funny's non-gaming content,
yeah,
do I have an option? Like, what would I do?
I'm glad you asked that. Thanks, Tim. Over on kindoffunny.com, patreon.com/kindoffunny, the fan mail tier will be this. This is an exclusive, one-of-a-kind print made by Panda. I like that. I just throw them in there, man. I gotta sell shit. I gotta sell. I'm always be selling ABCs.
ABC, baby.
We're gonna do an actual, very high quality art print for you guys of this. That's what we're gonna do. And it's Panda Musk's exclusive Shirtless Spider-Man hanging out with Spidey.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't looked at this with the detailed eye that I have.
There's like a blur
right
effect.
Now.
It's really
good. Yeah, the light coming from behind Greg's, like, cause he's covering the sun clearly. It's just, this is beautiful.
Speaking of light coming behind Greg, can you pull back up that video of Shirtless Spider-Man? That's not Greg, it's just Shirtless Spider-Man.
Thank you all.
Pause
it. Thank you for coming to this random
Yeah, thank you. This, a lot of people ask us, why'd you spend so much money on a video wall? You could have just had a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a green screen, we wouldn't be able to see that
little tuft of back hair.
A little bit of hair, just like
glorious hair. We call that the putting green on the back of Shirtless Spider-Man's back there. Yeah, you gotta get the detail. Mm-hmm. We're nothing if not we pay very close attention to the detail.
The detail.
You know?
Speaking of details.
And the details.
And just, the ABC thing. I don't know what that's actually a reference to. I know that Baldwin's involved somehow.
It's Glengarry Glen Ross. He was in that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just heard you guys say it a lot.
Got it, yeah.
But I didn't think about it until now. The ABCs always be closing, not always be selling.
Yeah.
is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I jumped into two and I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's from
a
play that was made into a movie that had a great cast called Glengarry Glen Ross.
Mm.
About, I think they were cold calling for insurance or something like that. And Alec Baldwin plays like their boss. And there's a great moment where I think it's Jack Lemmon, who was like the older sales guy, who's like kind of out of it. Someone goes, or Ed Harris, I mean, this is a fucking phenomenal cast that's in this. Someone goes over to get a cup of coffee, pours himself a cup of coffee, and looks over, and Alec Baldwin goes, "Put that coffee down. Coffee is for closers." It like makes him dump the coffee out. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, always be closing.
Always be closing.
How it works there. Before we get going, shout out to Frank's Red Hot. They sponsored a Cooking with Greggy episode over on Greg's Instagram. Go check that out. And you can see how to make spicy corn and buffalo blue burgers. We're going to talk about that a little bit later when we do the giveaway.
Yeah.
Oh, put it in your Tim, put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. My brother, of course, was on the show yesterday. He goes, "Oh, it's cute. You got the small bottle." And I'm like, "They make a bigger bottle?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, I keep the big bottle."
Oh, yeah.
He's like, "I keep the big bottle in my fridge." I'm like, "Of course you do. Of course you keep the giant bottle of Frank's Red Hot in your fridge." I'm excited about it. I'm actually going to take this home with me when we're done with the sponsorship. Do we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, maybe let's segue over to drinking that instead of the RX bars, because those things are going pretty fast, too.
I don't understand. We used to eat the strawberries all the time.
The ones that were delivered? Well, they're perishable.
Well, I mean, so are the RX, they're not. They're not at all.
Well, I mean, they are eventually, but they last probably a long time because they're packaged.
I'm just saying, just to be safe, maybe throw one over here. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'm talking about right now. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I went on a hunt for Pop-Tarts for my wife because she never had the frosted ones. And we went, we bought every version of the frosted. I know. She lived a horrible childhood. She literally saw a commercial.
Are there Pop-Tarts that aren't frosted?
Yes. And they're joyless.
What the fuck?
Like I was watching ones, I was watching TV one time.
Like Whole Foods ones?
And a Pop-Tart commercial popped up. And my wife was like, "Oh, when did they start frosting those?" And I'm like, What do you mean, when do they not frost? And she goes, "Oh, I used to," because her mom was like healthy growing up, so when they had Pop-Tarts, they had to have the healthy version.
Were they real Pop? I don't think those were Pop-Tarts.
I don't know.
I don't want to believe there's a world where Pop-Tarts don't have frosting.
I didn't do any research because I don't want to go down that dark route.
Yeah.
I don't want it to change me.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and we bought a bunch of Pop-Tarts. We didn't eat them all, but I made her one of each and we cut them up so she could try them. And I'm thinking that's what we need to do with the RX bars.
Okay.
I want to open one of each.
You're such a good husband.
Cut them all up. Well, then we proceeded to eat the rest of the Pop-Tarts.
Yes, that's a good thing.
You can't keep a Pop-Tart.
Once you pop, you can't tart.
Now, exactly. Did she have them toasted and untoasted so she can have the variety?
No, I toasted them, and then I offered to put a little bit of butter on top as well.
What? Is that a thing?
That's a Matt Scarpino special. Because you put a little butter on top, it crisps them up.
That I don't know, man.
You see what I'm saying?
That explains a lot of stuff.
Well, Matt Scarpino doesn't fuck around. Kevin.
Yeah.
Give me the tip thing.
Give me your fucking money!
Quick tip reminder, of course, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will read those comments. We will also read comments at the 500 cheers or above. Just like MasterX89 has given us 500 cheers and said, "Here's a 15-second funny clip at an MMA fight. Hope it gets past the Kev wall."
I'll check it out.
But he did not give us a link.
Oh.
So MasterX89, just cheer us like one cheer and give us that link because I think you forgot to put that in there. And Kev will go back and grab that. WolfX10JC said, "Here's my birthday tax. Thank you. Had a couple of rough days and you guys made it easier. Thank you. Hey, Nick, can I get the Frasier jingle? Thank you." Sure. Kev, may I please have the one? "Hey, baby, I hear the blues are gone." Good night, Seattle. I'm going to learn how to play that on guitar one of these days.
I will never forget being at RTX last year, turning a corner after a panel we did, and there just being a random piano in a hallway. And like pianos have that like the top part that pops up. Mm-hmm. It was up, so I didn't get to see stuff, but I heard the piano being played, like just random ass notes. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I walk around, and it's Nick waiting for me to walk around, just look, giving me the same look you all just fucking saw doing that. And I'm just like, man, I'm very happy that I get to work with someone that talented.
Yeah. I also did it at Kevin's wedding.
Yeah.
Because there's a piano there. Anytime there's a piano, I love it. I just pull the Frasier out. "I'm not a shark," gave us 500 cheers. Says, "Don't worry your pretty little head, Tim. I'm not a shark. I got to give a shout out to my boys, Cool Greg and Big Old Kev Dog. Thank you so much for favoriting my tweet and possibly sharing it with Papa Nick. Tim, love the jacket. Have a great day, guys. Also, I am not a shark, guys. Chill."
Oh, shit. Do you do stand up? Is that you?
Yeah.
I believe, yes. He tweeted a stand up clip.
I tweeted that at you, I think.
I'll take a look. DJ Canto gave us a $5 tip and said, "Hey, Nick, you ever watch Last Man Standing with Bruce Willis and Christopher Walken? It's a 1930s mob movie mixed with a Western, mixed with John Woo-style gun opera, mixed with samurai film, and Walken is terrifying in it.
Samurai.
Directed by Walter. Samurai. Directed by Walter. I have seen that. It's a good movie.
Good?
It's fun action. It's not especially. It's about two war rival gangs in like a 1930s kind of Western town. And he plays the gunman that basically takes them all down. Johnny gave us our final tip for right now. Said, Tim, much love, but here to get the true champ to listen to my podcast. It's called The Bad Movies Podcast, where I watch critically panned or divisive movies and give them a fair shot. And before you ask, no, The Departed will not be on it. Well, then, sir, I will not be listening to it. Because you clearly are not fair and impartial.
I mean, also, it's a good movie, so it doesn't make any sense.
You clearly are not fair and impartial.
Zach Ryan is watching us. Hi, Zach Ryan.
Zach Ryan. The Zach Ryan?
I don't know. I assume it's him. Zachary underscore Ryan just says all caps, Tim. And yeah. I didn't say anything offensive. So I'm assuming he's just trying to get my attention.
Here's how we'll see if it's the Zach Ryan that
it was
we know.
Tim.
Now people are saying, I can't believe Tim just said that. I don't like when the chat does this and turns me against myself and makes me think, did I say something?
What did you say?
I don't know. Chad, this keeps happening.
Don't worry about it. Here's the thing. You're sitting next to me. No matter what you said, it can't be nearly as bad. We had two Scarpino brothers on the show yesterday.
Oh my God, that's so fucking scary.
It was actually interesting because I got a chance to feel like what it's like sitting next to me. What's going to come out of his mouth? Is it going to blow up everything?
Is it going to blow up everything?
We'll have to wait to see. Kev,
yeah, what's up?
It's time for the news. The news. Now, Tim, it's moments like this that I feel like I should be honest with you. I can't believe how into Halloween I am.
Yeah?
The film
franchise. The storied film franchise.
The holiday as well. But this new trailer that just dropped.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
So yes, the film franchise.
Yes, the film franchise.
Gotcha.
I cannot believe that I actually care about this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they found an angle that would make me want to literally leave my house and go to the theaters to watch this movie. But spoilers, I watched the trailer this morning, and we're going to watch it again with you guys right now because I'm jacked for this.
Hell yeah.
Cool, Greg, have you seen this?
No, I'm so
excited.
Well,
this is the moment
though.
I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
This is why you're here. We're going to be watching.
Do we need the Cool Greg effect? Because I have it working finally.
Yes.
100%.
That's amazing. I forgot about that.
Is that you doing the beatboxing?
Yeah.
Who's saying Cool Greg?
Maybe Greg Miller?
Let's play it again. Let me see.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Greg.
It could be whoever made the thing.
That's possible.
But it also, that does sound like Greg Miller.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's totally Greg. That's totally Greg. All right, let's cue up this trailer. Let's watch this bad boy. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
It got me fucking jacked.
All right. This might be, like, we might have to cut this out, though. I'm just putting that out there.
The last one we didn't.
Okay, good.
So I think we'll be okay. But yes, fair warning, if we get a strike on this or a claim on this, we will cut this part out, but we will still react afterward.
All right,
so you can pause it, watch it, and come back.
Here we go. Uh-oh. Why is the
pump up the ball, man. Hold on, what's wrong? We're getting it.
I'm not getting it in the headphones.
What's happening here?
Give me 2 seconds.
No, this is not. Oh, there you go. Yeah, baby, come on. Come on, daddy.
I'm still not getting it in the headphones. That's weird. Sorry, give me 2 seconds, guys.
It's okay. We'll talk amongst ourselves. Let's talk to the chat, actually.
Chat gang.
New Mr. No says, I can hear it a bit. We can hear it, says CRS1.
Yeah, we're hearing it from your headphones, or your...
From my audio?
Yeah.
Panzer G2, just to be a dick, said great audio mixing. Just wants to rub it in. Thanks for rubbing salt in the wound, Panzer.
JW Kate says, where's my snare, Kevin? That was an Eminem joke from the hit song Cleaning Out My Closet that I listened to this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. How much do you miss Eminem? Do you think about Eminem a lot? Do you wish he was, like, still top of his game?
Well, I mean, he just put out his album.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good compared to
Pump's album.
The last decade he's been putting out music.
That's fair.
But then the reason I was going back, I was like, am I wrong about the original albums? And like, what's surprising to me is I listened to a fair amount of Eminem show songs. He was very angry back then. I thought the angry didn't come until later, but like, he already had that kind of like, I'm Superman and voice to him.
Yeah.
Like, he lost the whiny shit on the second album.
Wasn't that his whole thing though? For like the first 10 years he was popular, was he was just like angsty and talking
like,
shit to Christina Aguilera and everyone.
Well, there's like a disconnect between those two things, you know?
Sure.
This isn't the voice, like, because he had the whiny, like, I'm being funny and I'm saying things.
Right.
But I don't know. And then all of a sudden it turned into more like, I'm really angry and I'm saying things. But I'm on about.
Well, he had to get serious, man.
So know. King Los responded to them today.
And then he started using the funny accent and nobody fucking wanted that.
I was like, this dude, stop being racist against Jamaican people. That's what we were trying to say. We couldn't articulate it.
And his excuse was, he was like, it allows me to rhyme words that don't normally rhyme. I've rhymed all the words
that can rhyme.
Excuse. And I'm like, you know what, Em?
Yeah.
You're making fucking solid points.
Here's the thing. I also love that we're still tiny in this box.
Hi,
we're small.
Damn.
Kev, you still figuring it out?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Give me a minute. It looks like a cable got unplugged and I can't find it.
Why does Kevin's voice?
He's giving full effort.
Is Kevin in the floor? Did Kevin?
Oh my God.
Did
I don't
Kevin
know how
go
that
under the
up.
Floorboards?
It sounded like the house was screaming at us that it was Kevin's voice.
You shall not pass.
Booming voice.
You shall not pass. All right, we can't go
we're
in
almost
this.
There. Hold on.
That's okay.
People asking if I liked Recovery. I did like Recovery. I really liked it at the time, but I don't think that it's aged well because that was the album that really kind of introduced his like super corny shit, where it's like, quit playing with scissors and shit and cut the crap.
But then he said that the one that you hated that I loved, where he's like, I'm coming screaming attack like I stepped on one. I think that's dope. But you were like, that's corny.
What is it?
I'm coming screaming attack like I stepped on one. So if you stepped on attack, you'd be like, attack. You know.
That is corny.
That's
bad writing.
It's bad.
But to be fair,
I'm sitting sad at this window. That's why they call it window pane.
I like that line. I've always liked it.
That's like a bad joke. If someone said that, I'd be like, that's a hacky joke. And I'm the hackiest comedian I know. So. But to be fair, I look at most lyrics from most songs, and I'm like, these are all terrible. Mm-hmm. But that's because I like to hate things.
But it's Eminem, though, man. He's supposed to have...
Eminem's supposed to elevate the game, man. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He didn't. He messed up.
Many times.
He messed up, man. He's done. He's dead. All right, Kev, what are we looking at?
I mean, there's a small...
Eric Cirque says, I still love No Love with him and Lil Wayne. That's a standout, for sure. That's one of the few Eminem songs still in my rotation.
Yeah, he had some quotable on that. That was real bad. I can't think of it at the time.
I'm trying to... He goes off. So
and that beat's hard as fuck.
But can you bring us back to full size then while we're doing this?
Sure, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's just not, I'm not getting
anything. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Tim.
What are you going to tell me, Nick?
While he's figuring that out,
mm-hmm.
Why don't we give away some games? Let's mix it up.
We're mixing it up.
We're going to mix it up.
Giveaway time. Four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, be a patreon.com/kindoffunny. Supporter or for bekindoffunny.com/kindoffunnygamesupporter at the $2 or above level are for all four ways. So I kind of had a burp coming, so it kept kind of distracting me.
Man, I've been
there. There it goes. All four ways are additive. If you're just exponentially adding your ways that you can win.
There's not one, not two, not three, but four ways. That is 5,000% more times you can win.
Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about the giveaway winners, though, of course, we have two amazing sponsors who are sponsoring the show and bringing you these giveaways today. Shout out to Frank's Red Hot for sponsoring the Kinda Funny Morning Show this week. Go check out Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy for some of that Cooking with Greggy magic to see Greg's spicy corn and buffalo blue burger recipes using, that's right, Frank's Red Hot. I would drink the stuff.
Would you?
Yeah.
Don't do it right now.
No.
We need you
today. I need to function for the rest of the day, but I love this stuff so much. I used to cook chicken with it. And instead of seasoning it, I would just like bathe the chicken in Red Hot as it was cooking. I would just keep going.
Ooh,
and crisp
good.
It up with the
that
Red Hot.
That sounds good, man. Goes good on anything.
I like it.
It's true.
Our second sponsor today, of course, thanks to RX Bar for supporting the Kinda Funny Morning Show. RX Bar is a protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS. It's even on the package, it says no BS, which I think stands for bull pucky. You know what I mean? No bad stuff like added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or filters. These are 100% whole ingredients. They're made with a few simple ingredients where every ingredient serves a purpose, like egg whites for protein, dates to bind, nuts for texture, and other delicious ingredients like unsweetened chocolate, real fruit, and spices like sea salt or cinnamon. These are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. No artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or filters. These are bare bones, just what you need, which is great. RX bars come in 14 delicious flavors, varieties, and seasonal flavors too. Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit, flavors, there's an RX bar for you. Real food ingredients actually taste really good, and you can actually taste the cacao, the real fruits, the spices, like sea salt. Now, ooh. I was going to recommend and hold up the bar that I had at Rooster Teeth last week, which was the chocolate sea salt, but somebody, and we're not pointing fingers, Andy, ate them all yesterday. I left the product placement bowl. And everyone knows this is the product placement bowl.
Everybody knows it. Since the dawn of time.
Since the dawn of time, this porcelain white bowl is the product placement bowl. If you see something in this, you're not supposed to eat it because these are the products that we're supposed to be recommending to the audience. Andy doesn't care. It comes in like a rock star.
Yep.
He's like, I'm tired. I haven't slept in a while. And he just starts eating all the RX bars. Mm-hmm. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't blame him.
At least he's happy.
I cannot blame him. Right now, let's see. RX Bar has something called, they're doing a new product called RX Bar has an RX Nut Butter, which contains a few simple and similar ingredients like egg whites, fruits, and nuts. Each single serving packet is squeezable and spreadable and contains delicious, creamy nut butter with 9 grams of high quality protein. I'm gonna look into this because you know I like that protein. Pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or straight out of the pouch, and I will suck it right out of the pouch. That's what I do. No, I do it all the time. Like the content of it, there, boom, suck it out, love it. Right now, get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/kindoffunny and use the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. That's rxbar.com/kindoffunny, the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. Today's winner, Joey. Where is she?
Joey! Is she here?
She's not here. All right. Everything's falling apart.
That goddamn window sound's happening.
Yeah.
It won't ever stop.
I can't figure out why the audio's not coming through, and we can't watch a trailer with audio just being recorded off the TV. It sounds awful.
That's fair. That's fair.
Can you, Joey, for?
Can you pick two giveaway winners for me?
Yeah, of course.
Please,
you're
thank you.
There, huh?
What's that?
The show's going fast.
No, we're having some technical issues, so we skipped to the giveaway portion, and now we need a couple giveaway winners. We have the giveaways, I think, in here, but maybe she did pick them, actually. No, she picked one.
Well, she's on Slack, I mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna slack her real quick. Don't eat the product.
I'm hungry. Why would they send the food?
There's so many. Let him
eat
it. Pick one.
Because we're gonna get to the end of the week. It's gonna be one bar in here.
It's already Friday. Just give me a bar.
Fine.
I'm trying to mix the berries with everybody.
It's not Friday.
Oh shit. Well, I hope it's too bad now.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday. Gotta get down.
I remember having
They're great, right?
I like them because they're like they're dense, a lot of protein, and they hold you over for a while. I don't get that spike of like that rush of sugar to me. It's nice. That's why I like them. Let me get one.
Are we allowed to talk about other products while we talk about this product?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't part of the ad. I'm just eating.
It's still on the ad.
Well, it never ends.
Let's say you saw me eat another bar, and you see me get them delivered here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would these be better for me than that bar?
Probably.
Wow.
Well, they have less sugar in them.
Wow. Oh, what I like about this, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of
those fancy
fruit roll-ups. Mm-hmm. Not the ones that are actually fruit roll-ups, but the fancy ones, you know, where you get them in like bar form.
Yeah.
But this has more going on.
Yeah, well, it's got protein. Okay. Those are just all pretty much just fruit.
So these have. Winners?
What's that?
Winners?
I slack, Joey.
We'll figure it out.
Told her to do her job at some point.
Is there something we can do with without the trailer cap? Can you just pull up the?
We can start pulling up the stories.
Yeah,
for
we
now.
Can do the next story.
We're just talk to each other. You know what I mean?
We talk to each other all the time.
Talk to each other.
Who's on Games Daily today?
Gary Whittem.
Oh, it is Gary Wednesday. Whittem? It is Wednesday.
You know what I could use you for?
What?
You're probably gonna go to lunch as usual, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. What do you need though?
On Games Daily, I don't want to look like an idiot. What is gonna happen at the direct tomorrow?
Oh, come on. If it's the first story.
You always say that. You're always going to
If it's your first story, I'll be there.
It's second right now.
Change that shit, Greg. You're the one in control. You're the one with the power.
You are the master commander of the far side of the earth. Suck it. Just suck on it. You know what I mean? They say the best way to eat the RX bar is to suck it.
Cool, Greg. Can you take
over? Yep.
Cool, Greg. Let's bring up this first story if you can.
First story. Big story, man.
Huge story.
Weird story.
Weird.
Let's start off. At the genesis of this.
Did you see the tweets yesterday? Yeah.
I was about to say Carol.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson tweets out,
Hey, AEW, want
to break the internet tomorrow? At least we'd expect a trailer.
Yeah.
No, we just get pictures, which I ain't going to be a hater. Pictures are dope as fuck. We finally get to see her in the suit, and it's not the
green suit. Let's put it this way. If you're going to go out on a limb, and I'm sure this is a PR thing. I'm sure Brie Larson herself didn't come up with this idea. I'm sure there are PR people who were like, oh, here's what you're going to say. Let's break the internet. And she was like, all right, whatever, I'm going to go fuck.
Yeah. Right?
If you're gonna try to break the internet, it better be a fucking trailer for Avengers 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because 10 exclusive screens, while cool, and we're gonna go through them.
A little overhyped.
I think the internet's still working, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it's broken.
I don't know.
No, our setup's broken because our setup is always being constantly torn apart and back together.
She actually meant, hey, you guys want to break the Kinda Funny Morning Show?
Yeah, that's what she meant.
And she did it. So,
Brie,
congrats, Brie Larson.
You're welcome to come on this show and talk about all the destruction that you have rained down upon Kevin's poor head today. But I do want to go through these with you. Starting off, these are 10 exclusive photos from EW.com. You guys can see these in more depth if you want to zoom in on them and all that jazz. You don't want to see the pixelated versions that we're putting on here, the YouTubes. Scroll back, cool, Greg. So this is her suit.
Fucking,
I think it looks cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so much like...
We had her in green
weird,
for a while.
Weird concern. I'm sure in the movie we're going to get her in green as well. But like, I love... This looks so fucking rad.
I think it looks
this
cool.
is such a great... MCU version of her outfit.
Yeah.
I love the colors. I love her hair. I love how 90s it is.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
We're going to get into more 90s in a second. Cool, Greg. Scroll over to the next one. So this is her in the green.
Her in the squad, baby.
With her squad. So,
wait, why is this dude in the squad?
Yeah. So we got Ronan over there.
No. Oh, Ronan across
the Ronan's there. You assume he betrays her, maybe, or...
Something like that.
Because he goes over to be Ronan's, like, boy, right?
Yeah.
He's the right-hand man. That's Jaimon Hatsu. I don't know who the other actors are or who their characters are.
Me neither. We'll find out. They got Grand Admiral Thrawn over there.
They do. They have Grand Admiral Thrawn. I think Gamora is there as well.
Yeah, so that looks does in fact look like Blue Gamora.
Can we zoom in on these a little? Is that going to fuck everything up?
No. I mean, we'll find out. Yeah, it looks like it did.
Cool.
Okay. Why did I go back to this one?
I don't know. I'm scared. Okay. Oh, God, there's an ad. Get the back. Let's zoom out one. Zoom out one. Enhance, zoom out, please.
Oh my god. And that broke everything.
De-enhance? Okay, well, this is as good as it gets. Let's keep going through these. That's Jude Law looking
Ooh,
good.
Oh, Jude Law. Look at him.
Do we know
Marvel?
I assume he plays
Marvel.
Marvel, right?
Yeah, I would think so too.
Because we're going to see him in the suit.
Yeah, I imagine. I am not ultra familiar with her backstory. And
she's Carol Danvers.
She's
a pilot, falls in love with Marvel. He goes, I'm going to have sex to give you the power of Captain Planet.
I think Captain Planet goes away and goes,
for the love of water, and he goes back to his squirrel fucking house. And then Carol Danvers is like, what am I supposed to do with this baby? Come back and take care of this fucking kid with me. Because co-parenting is how it's supposed to go.
This is, see, going down that train, and then you found brilliance for a second, and then you just
went back. It went back.
You're being very nice. There was no brilliance in that. Let's go to the next photo.
Marvel dies and doesn't he give the powers to
this? Go over. This is an advertisement.
Is it?
Yeah, it says advertisement.
Okay.
Go back one.
Oh,
no, you're right. This is it.
Shit.
Dark elves?
No, dude. This is the scrolls.
Here's the scrolls. They're scrolling it up.
They look now. Here's the thing about these. They look good, but they also look like bad guys from Star Trek.
But here's the thing. These Entertainment Weekly photos. We've seen them so many times. These
bad.
Empire photos, they always look bad.
Because they're terrible. They're like terrible staged still. We're going to get to her cover where it's like the worst thing
really
ever.
Quick, let's look at what the scrolls look like in the comics. Like, that's...
They're doing good.
They look like orcs or elves. What are the bad, not the orcs, what are the other ones in Lord of the Rings?
Mino Joe says it's those fucks from Thor 2.
It is those fucks from Thor 2.
Uruguay.
You know, Uruguay. Like, there's the orcs, there's the big orcs, but then there's the smaller ones. What the hell were those things called? Elves? No. Elks? Doesn't matter.
Elks.
Let's go to the next one. Goblins, that's what they were. This is just a terrible production still. Who cares about this?
Why would they put this in here?
I have no idea. And then this is cool. Yeah, this is where I assume the director, I don't know who's directing this, but I assume she is talking to Ronan and...
I think it's Carol Danvers' mom, Marsha Danvers.
Hi, I'm Marsha.
She's like, hey, stop, don't be mean to my daughter.
I got a
hammer. She wants the red outfit.
Look how tall Lee Pace is.
Real tall.
It's him again, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I got him back. What are you doing? The pest back. Do you think they'll do that again?
Probably
they'll do
not.
That bit again?
I definitely don't think.
I'm dancing too. Yeah, okay.
That bit was hilarious. I don't know what the fuck you
Hold
guys
on.
About.
Keep going. Let's get to the only picture that matters.
That's hot.
Oh, not this one.
That's
I
hot,
love
though.
This. This is great.
Love the 90s nails.
What's the hat?
She looks like a shield hat or a Starbucks hat.
Oh.
One or the other. The logos are very
thing.
Accurate. And of course, we're going to get to next one.
Boom, baby.
Oh, shit.
There he is. Both of his eyes. He got some hair.
He's got two eyes. You think he loses the eye?
I'm sure he does in this, probably.
That's exciting. Wanted to know how he lost the eye. Do you remember in the Ultimates where he lifts it up and, like, did he have an eye? He was just lying the whole time?
Yeah, he was like, I keep my eye on you. He did that in one of the movies.
No,
right?
I'm talking about where he's like,
I keep
my
eye on you. Yeah. I keep my eye on you.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
It was all right.
That
was a genius moment where the scarred eye was still in the system. I really enjoyed that moment, guys.
Let's go into this. And then there's just Carol Danvers as a pilot. And then the side character as a pilot. I don't know who that is.
The side character.
Lashana Lynch as Maria Rambo.
Rambo.
One of Carol's oldest friends. She's a top-notch pilot. And then this. I hate these covers. I'll be honest with you. I fucking hate the Entertainment Weekly covers. They always look so bad, so Photoshopped.
So Photoshoppy, but it's like, man, I love the vibrancy of this shit. I hope that the movie looks like that. I think it's gonna. Like, I'm talking about just the cold over suit, not the fucking shitty ass, like,
not the glow everywhere. I'm wearing way too much makeup, and my hair is poofy and, like, blowing for no reason.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's bad. And the look on her face is just like, I don't want to be here. Mm-mm. That's what that look says to me. How long could this possibly take? Like, just Photoshop my hair and face over someone else's body. No,
they've done that before, right?
This is what this is.
Yeah?
That looks like a bad Photoshop job.
I think it's just over brightness and shit.
Probably.
We have the audio working again.
Oh, Mr. Yasmin300 says, Nick, the directors of Captain Marvel are husband and wife Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden, who made Half Nelson and Mississippi Grind in episodes of Billions and The Affair. Did not know that. Like both those shows. You ever watch The Affair? Damn, that's a depressing show.
Can I say some shit real quick? Logic just tweeted out his numbers like, I love my fans. I want y'all to call me. It's hella weird. Shout out Logic.
Call him.
Should we call Logic right now?
Call Logic too.
I mean, I have Logic's number.
Oh, like bragging his, now.
You know.
Oh, what's up, dog? Deal. What's up?
Hold on. Read his number. I want to see if it's the same number.
No, it's going to definitely go to a... Don't confirm it.
I'm going to... What?
Well, don't... Like...
Don't break the
if
illusion.
It's not the same number, I don't want
well,
people
he's
to
not
break
the put
illusion.
The actual
of.
Number.
Good point. Go ahead.
Don't worry. Let's not. But you want to call him? You can try calling him.
Try calling him right now.
I ain't got nothing to tell Logic.
Just Yo, call I him. Do. I like, to say. Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back. No, I'll try to do all the lyrics I know from the one song that I know of his into the phone and see if he's impressed. If he's impressed, here's where my brain goes. He goes, Nick, I need you on stage tomorrow.
Yeah, but Nick, he's
Verizon Amphitheater, Irvine, California.
He doesn't dislike us, and I feel like maybe if you do this wrong, he'll start disliking.
I'm pretty sure he loves me.
I haven't heard that.
All right. I've been gone for a minute, and now I'm back now.
Sit the fuck down now. Check.
Who can relate?
That's a good song. All right, let's watch this trailer. Cool, Greg, you can call him on your own time. No, he's calling him. Put the mic up. Let's see what's up.
Logic, I just want to give a big shout out to the Rat Pack. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support.
Fake
news.
Is it? Yeah, it's fake.
Bullshit. See, it's bullshit to call Logic.
I'll tell you one thing right now. If Logic had the balls to put his real phone number out, like I'm about to
like
do.
Like Mike Jones did. Remember that shit?
Hey.
581-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low.
Baller.
That's it, man.
He did that in his fucking breakout song.
Really?
Yeah.
Did people call him?
Oh, yeah. And then like, eventually it had to stop.
But, yeah, of course. Well, eventually you have to get on the phone because thousands of people are calling all the time. It just doesn't work. Verizon's blowing up. All right, let's watch this thing. Kev, bring it up. It's trailer reacts time.
So my house is here. Which one should we go to? They're all spooky. I'm going to pick that one over on across the street. Oh, what the?
Can you follow that kid on Twitter?
I got daddy. Oh, shit. Oh.
Man.
Those kids got so lucky.
He doesn't want to kill kids. They're too easy. He wants to kill elderly women in their pajamas.
40 years ago, on Halloween night, Michael Myers murdered 3 people.
After that horrific night, he was sent back to the institution in captivity.
Oh, not the hammer.
You're just like, fuck, man.
Like, he could have had... Look at that. By the way, clean your garage out, lady. You don't need that many fucking shovels. Don't like that sound effect. Oh, that was a bad sound effect. But I'll tell you what, the knife... I like how he goes from house to house, like, well, I've killed one person with a hammer, I'm just gonna get a knife now.
That's
like a game upgrade.
Every night that he would escape.
Who the hell did you do that for?
So I can kill him.
Fucking get him, Jamie Lee!
Get him, Jamie Lee!
The bus crashed.
DLC.
Michael Myers escaped.
He'll return to Haddonfield, his home.
I love that sound.
You have no security system, Karen.
Mom, you need help.
Evil is real.
That's fucking terrifying. Love it.
I'm supposed to be afraid of this night.
I've been preparing for this for a long time.
It is not safe to be on the street tonight.
Go home! Get out of here! Get inside! Michael?
He's here.
He is a killer.
I love how many variations of the theme.
Love it. Is that someone's face?
Michael.
Michael.
Michael. Michael.
That's right, baby. I'm in.
I'm fucking so
I don't know how they possibly could have got me this interested in this.
Right?
But what a great concept.
So cool. I love the shots of her, like, with that door coming down, the metal door, the fucking lights coming on. I'm just like, she's been planning for this, and this is rad.
For, like, fucking 40 years.
Oh,
man. I'm in. 100%.
You mean cool, Greg?
100% in.
Hell yeah.
We gotta see this, like, midnight showing.
I don't think we're in the city for it.
Fuck.
I'm very upset about this.
That's annoying. Where are we? Are we gone traveling someplace?
I think I am in Tokyo.
Oh, that's annoying. I'll go see it for you.
Yeah.
And I'll play Tim Geddes on the. I'll do you on the podcast.
Hot.
Okay. You put this next. We'll read this next one and then we'll wrap this up because
cool.
The next couple stories don't really matter. You put this next one on here.
This is some scary shit. This is real. And this is. I don't even know if there's an update on this, but pull it up, Kev. I saw this being retweeted today.
Yeah.
Breaking news. An Emirates A380 in quarantine. In quarantine at JFK Airport right now, awaiting CDC officials after about 100 passengers became ill with fevers over 100 degrees and coughing. Flight 203 had just arrived from Dubai. This is how fucking horror movies start, and they don't end well. This is how I Am Legend starts.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Scroll down,
Gary. This is terrifying. Let's see. This looks
God, that's so many ambulances.
They're all being uploaded to an ambulance from Dubai. All passengers off have been evaluated, 19 sick, 10 to hospital, and 9 refused medical attention. Jeez, you can't do
Why
that.
Why would they refuse medical attention?
Health officials are processing tests now to determine the cause. Symptoms still pointing to the flu. That's a pretty fast-acting flu, though.
That's scary. I don't like
432, this go back, scroll back. 432... Now off and cleared, 8 more sick and been treating at the airport. That's weird. This sounds like my first guess, though, is that food poisoning. That's what I would guess. I would guess they all ate something on the plane because, you know, they give you those meals. My guess is that some of them were just bad.
But food poisoning doesn't give you the flu.
It sure gives does. You the well, gives you flu. Flu. It gives you flu-like symptoms.
But does it give you a fever?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it would give you, I don't know.
It gives you the shits.
Let's look it up. Severe food poisoning. Look up E. coli poisoning and see what happens. This is my guess. Because there's no possible way all these people contracted the flu and then over 8 hours decided they all started showing symptoms of it. That's just like weird. Diarrhea may range from mild to wary, severe and bloody. Jesus Christ. Abdominal cringing, pain or tenderness, nausea and vomiting in some places, but no fever.
Just type in food poisoning fever.
Oh, wow. It was like the second option.
Let's see.
Yeah, okay.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, diarrhea. Symptoms may range from mild to severe. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I assume your body's trying to fight off something, right? Isn't that what a fever does? I'm guessing they're going to figure out that somebody fucking was like, we can make it one more day on this chicken. And they just couldn't make it one more day on the chicken. This is why I always get the vegetarian option on planes.
Yeah?
No. Fuck no. I go with protein, dog.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The hell do I care? I don't give a shit. You know it's fun? If I start putting myself on the plane, I can't control it. I can't control it. It's going down my leg.
Oh, Nick.
Well, I'm going to try to keep updated on this one because that is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It is terrifying. Dude, I had fucking... It's a pet peeve of mine. But people who don't travel enough maybe don't know this. I had the people next to me that when I wanted to get out were just like climb over us. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, the girl in the seat next to me was like, oh, I'll just do this. And I'm like, this is not a movie theater. Get the fuck up. yeah. and walk over there. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's it sucks. I didn't pick the seat. That's why I always pick aisle seats. So I don't have to impose on people. Get up.
Get the fuck up.
Fucking lazy people. She was watching like School Ties or some shit. All right. P.S. I love this Best Friend XOXO. Is your opportunity to shout out people in the community you feel are doing a great job. Kumail is shouting out Kebabs on TV.
Kebabs.
Kebabs does a great job of the weekly morning show recap videos and has also made an amazing Kind of Funny Championship Saga compilation. Keep up the great work, says Kumail. Also, shout out to Kumail for doing all the timestamps in all of these morning episodes as they hit YouTube, which is great. Let's see if Joey did her job yet. No, she did not do her job yet. Hmm.
Busy doing stuff.
Kev, can you pick 2 giveaway winners?
Oh my God.
But I'm showing you this. Shoutouts to Corey for making this. Shoutouts to Corey so hard. Corey also made the new subs only.
What's wrong with my brother? Is this how you view me?
Yes, dude, it is. No. That feeling you're having right now, it's normal for me. Just normal all the time.
It I is, legit love this.
It is 51% love, 49% how dare you. Like, why would you do this?
I love it so much.
Man.
I can hear it.
You there's no one that puts me... When my brother visits the office, it puts me so in that little brother mode.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, oh, God.
Awesome. Yeah, but you also put him on air because you know it's good content.
It's... I imagine for people who aren't familiar with both myself and Matt Scarpino, like watching a train wreck in slow motion. But that's also carrying a lot of Baskin-Robbins. You know? Like, where's it all going to go, Kev? Where's it all gonna go?
I mean, someone's gonna eat it.
First winner.
Oh, shit.
Drawn. What's that?
Did someone add that?
I don't know.
I didn't. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? I think these are the winners.
Okay.
I think Joe actually picked them, and I've just been harping on it the entire time. First winner is JWill757. You have won Spectrum Retreat.
Bow, 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 bow.
X1, I think. No, maybe that's
Xbox
part of
the One.
Xbox One. And I Am Not a Shark. Look at that.
Hey.
You won Frames 2 on iOS. Congratulations.
Oh shit, you. Framed is dope as fuck.
Oh, should I play it?
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't like it, but it's cool. Right. It's too sophisticated for you.
Oh shit, you're a dumb dumb.
That's not true.
That's pretty true. I like dumb things. All right, let's go into the chat. Of course, if you guys are watching the show live with us, this is the part where we get to talk to you and the part that you get to talk to us. We appreciate you so much for being here. And then we'll give a little extra time to the subs after this. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube, the word of the day is...
The noodles.
The noodles. The noodles. Two words. Put it as one, though. Put it as one
Mr. Surfy Bird says, anyone know if the extended Spider-Man 2.1 was used for tomorrow's Spidey in review?
It was not.
No, it was not. It was just the normal Spider-Man 2. I did some research into 2.1. It was some bullshit marketing that really didn't affect any changes at all. It just had random other scenes.
Also, we just do not want to watch more Spider-Man. These are painful. True.
I mean, for some of us are enjoying them with the exception of Spider-Man 3, which is trash and everybody fucking knows it.
I'm enjoying it.
Did you enjoy Spider-Man 3?
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
Similar to how I must imagine people enjoy watching me and my brother talk to each other, where you just want to watch the slow, subtle degrade into hysteria and psychoses.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Tim, how many jackets would you say you have? Ask Lexi Gunner.
Personal question.
Probably like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Drew Ninja says, the descent into madness. That's true.
It happens. The Whatnot says, noodles do the noodle dance. That was a PB&J Otter reference.
Noodle.
That one's for Cool Greg.
Panzer 2 says, is it Panzer 2 or Panzer G2? Because when I read your subscription, it says Panzer capital G2. So you tell me this, because I don't want to fuck up your name. Unlike Ignacio Rojas, I will be glad to have to mess up his name. He says, I miss the Midlife Ballers. I know. It's sad.
That's
Matt's podcast. Well, they've been on hiatus for a while.
Mm.
Jason Buick trying to figure some stuff out. G2. Okay. Well, I got it. Thanks.
The Platypus says Tim owns more jackets than I own all clothing.
That's fair. Ignacio, if only Ignacio Rojas were in the chat right now, we could talk to him, but he's clearly not. I don't see his name anywhere. Just don't see him here.
Mikey Bison says, Tim, do you also have a Pokemon jacket in that same color? No. My Pokemon jacket is more of a navy.
Beep, 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 beep. Let's go into sub-only mode. Kev, give me the sub-only mode
there, man.
Sub-only mode. Slide into my mode.
That's very ethereal.
I like it.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, we just have people make stuff for the show.
I like it.
Put it in.
I like it.
That was the same person that did the your brother GIF, which is fucking beautiful. Thank you.
Can I see my brother GIF one more time? Is it there somewhere?
I closed it, but I can.
We're gonna close out the show with that. It was just a loop of that.
I don't know.
We're gonna sit in silence and watch that because that is what my mom has put on this planet.
Yeah, Kev, can we just put that in between the show and Games Daily instead of the other thing?
We can't.
How come?
Because there's like audio that goes with it normally. Instead, we'd just be sitting with silence.
Which one is this? Matt, for sub-only mode? Oh, yeah, we're doing that from now on. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to take that GIF, and we're going to put the hottest club mix you've ever heard.
Sub-only mode.
Sub-only mode. You know, remember that fucking beat me if you can touch me. I don't know.
And then do my
satisfaction.
Benny Benassi or whatever the fuck's name was.
Ant-Man 0208 says, Nick, are you going to watch Canelo versus Triple G next weekend? Nah, I'm not much into boxing, sadly. But I hope it goes well for them.
Mr. Surfy Bird says, eventually the show's going to be more graphics packages and transitions than actual content.
That was always the plan.
That is the goal.
Clearly you haven't watched the show any time in the last 3 months because that's pretty much all we do at this point.
Fucking glorious, man.
See what I'm saying? Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, I'm watching the show as you wanted me to, and you treat me like this because you threatened to leave for 2 weeks. Okay?
He threatened you?
He said, I'm leaving for 2 weeks.
I'm like, vacation, good luck. Or?
I think he's got a job thing to do. We wish him well. We wish you well,
shit,
Ignacio Rojas.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. But you failed us for the last time.
Are we done with these?
Yeah. Yeah. We're done with those.
Even this one?
We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's a fun one. Ant-Man 0208 says, I love the show. We love you back.
I do love you, Ant-Man.
All right. Well, you're giving me nothing, people. So you're going to get nothing in return.
Not much.
I'm going to check one more time on the old tips. Nope. No. DJ Kendo said, hey, Nick, I love The Last Jedi, and I know you don't, but I think we can both agree this is a fun clip. It's great.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Well,
I didn't think it was worth putting up. Sorry, DJ.
Sorry. Supreme gave us a nice tip and said, hey, Nick and Tim, just wanted to see if you could shout out me and my wife. We are celebrating 1 year married, and also shout out Angel Maldonado, who is me, LOL. Hashtag GetBuckets is the man.
Ah!
Well, hey, congratulations, guys. 1 year down, 50 more to go.
Congrats.
Before you eventually die.
Okay. Maybe so stay. A little too real there.
I'm just saying, that's how life works.
Arvel Krynid says, just a heads up, you can now get free subscriptions for up to 100 random viewers in the chat to the channel. I tried it out once and it kind of worked.
Do it.
Please give us more details because that sounds fun.
Mr. X89 gave us those chairs and said, your chat keeps deleting my video link. That's because you're not allowed to post video links in the chat. You have to do it in your tip. That's where people normally post the links. And unfortunately, we're out of time today for you to do that.
Last question.
We'll take it tomorrow, though.
Underpaid Drummer says, what's the chances that Captain Marvel lands in the top 50% of the MCU?
Ooh, pretty solid, I say.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Top 15%?
I mean, we're
top
talking
50%.
So,
50.
Top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty solid.
Top
just
12?
I think top that 11? There's a bias with the newer Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because they're better made.
They're just, simply
and
better.
And it's not just, like, Iron Man is still always going to be, I think, in that top 10, in my opinion.
I agree.
And not top 10, I'm sorry, top 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I do think these, like, people, they're learning from each movie.
Yeah.
And they already started from a good place.
I think it has a very solid chance. I don't have our rankings off the top of my head, but I imagine that Doctor Strange is kind of that middle ground, and I think it'll be better than Doctor Strange.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, everyone, we'll have to wait and see. But you don't have to wait for the show tomorrow because it's coming, and it's coming quicker than you think.
It's coming.
11 a.m. tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for joining us. Leave a comment in the comment section. If you can't think of anything to leave a comment for, the noodles is what Tim came up
with
today.
The noodles.
For the word of the day. I love you guys very, very much. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. See you then. Kevin, please cut the feed.
Can you do a little bit of music for this again?